Hi all, this is the second Lunar Boo. I've tried recording this already once via the web page and it just completely screwed it up, so this is my second attempt, which is rather boring to have to do it again, but here we are. I'm going to be talking about OSTs or original soundtracks in the light of the Oscars, which went to Trent Reznor, someone here had a slip there, Trent Reznor's The Social Network. All good and all saying that, I still think, if I'm honest with myself, Hans Zimmer had a much better soundtrack for Inception. It was a beast of a piece of music. It stood well up well on its own, away from the film itself. And it lives without the film. Whereas, if we're to be honest, you listen to a lot of soundtracks nowadays, and our class... actually listening to the Monster soundtrack that I've recently got off iTunes. It's a bit limp and doesn't really add anything to the... If I add anything to the film, and because I haven't seen Monsters yet, I'm not really given any insight from the soundtrack what the hell's the film going to be about. With Inception, okay, I saw the film first, but if I hadn't seen it, I can truthfully say that soundtrack would have been good just owning that without seeing the film. I mean, as a piece of music, I listened to maybe that soundtrack, the Inception one, a good couple of times a week. I use it for studying. It's especially with wearing headphones, it keeps you focused on what you're doing, although you are listening to a piece of music and are, you know, you're not just blanking that out totally. It's not like I'm comatosed, but it's a great piece of music. I do think maybe Hans Zimmer, because of his past association with the Oscars, where his Dark Knight's original soundtrack was originally not allowed a nomination for that original soundtrack prize because he had more than one composer involved. Being Howard Shore, that he didn't, well, he has pretty much put their nose out of joint a bit, because he's only ever won one Oscar for his soundtracks, which was The Lion King, although he's been nominated a good few times, and I believe that any other year that would have won the original soundtrack if there was a different composer's name to it. Sounds a bit harsh, but I think that's true. I think out of all the soundtracks, original soundtracks, I can't really see there a better soundtrack this year, or last year, should I say, as it is now 2011. Even The King's Speech, I mean, he had that one majority Oscars, you know, best actor, director, but I couldn't really say that it was going to be the best soundtrack, even though I haven't seen it, so that's a bit biased, isn't it? Anyway, before I dig myself a bigger hole, I'll leave you with that thought. What is your best original soundtrack? Have you got one? I wouldn't say Inception is my best, probably is close to one of my best ones. I still think the Fight Club soundtrack by the Dust Brothers is a great soundtrack. Again, stands well up on its own without the movie. And that's it about soundtracks, I think. My mouth is completely dry now. I will say, though, the next Lunar Boo, I think I'll be talking about gaming, probably this time, first-person shooters and how linear they've become, with an eye on Crysis 2 being released at the end of this month, which is more open world, which I hope you'll be picking up. Any thoughts you got on those, let us know. Okay, take care all. Bye.